Well, Doug, it is another episode of Sound Advice. You know, I, as a radio person, project fairly loudly in a general sense. I mean, just even if I wasn't on the microphone, I still would talk kind of loud. Mm-hmm. But I know when I do trivia and I help host trivia and stuff like that, we have microphones. Mm-hmm. I probably don't need to necessarily use those microphones mm-hmm. because I can talk louder. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to get everybody in the crowd. They're not always going to get the questions.
Right.
So it's important to, even if you don't like the way that your voice maybe sounds on the mic, to use it.
Yeah, you know, referencing, I had an experience recently with a meeting that I went to, and it was a fairly diverse group of people, you know, some folks younger than me, several folks older, and it was in a meeting room basically that was probably, I don't know, 30 by 50. I mean, it was a good sized room. People were sitting kind of spread out around that room on different tables, and the folks that were presenting at the meeting had access to a microphone, had speakers and everything, but as often happens, the first person that went up to talk said, you know, I don't really need to use this, do I? You can hear me in the back, can't you? And that's, as an audiologist, you know, one of the worst things that I want to hear when people say.
Right.
And, you know, everybody, I mean, you got a nice voice, you project your voice. I do too. I talk to people with hearing impairment every day, so I tend to project my voice as well. But don't fall for that idea of not using the microphone, because there is somebody in that room that will benefit from you talking through that microphone. You know, and this can be, again, at a meeting, it could be in a workplace environment. It might be at a wedding when you're toasting the newlywed couple. I mean, anytime you have access to a microphone, don't be afraid to use it, because there's somebody in that crowd that has hearing loss that's going to need it.
Yeah, you might just get the first couple of rows or the first few seats, and they're going to hear you just fine. They're going to chuckle at the joke, or they're going to, you know, whatever. But you're missing a whole section in the back that is maybe going to catch a third of or of that, if that.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, you know, we don't hear ourselves. I guess if you had headphones on, you'd hear your own monitor in mm-hmm. the studio. But when we start talking through a microphone with speakers, you know, everybody kind of catches themselves, unless you're used to doing it. You know, it sounds weird. It's like, what? Wow, I'm kind of a little echo there, or something's going on. But, you know, that really allows everybody in that environment to hear. More personal example, I went to an audiology meeting one time, and this was a group of audiologists and hearing aid dispensers in the room together, and folks were kind of coming up to the front and talking about different topics, and many hearing care professionals said, I don't need to use this. Well, luckily there was one audiologist in the audience who had a pretty severe hearing impairment, and she really needed them to talk through the microphone. So anytime somebody wasn't doing that, she, you know, piped up and said, hey, microphone, you know. And I think folks in the audience, hearing care professionals, were annoyed by that a little bit. But in reality, you know, she needed to advocate for herself, and we needed to be using the microphone.
Yeah, you're doing them a disservice if you don't use that.
Exactly.
And they're missing out on what you're trying to tell them and what you're trying to teach them. So definitely use those microphones when you're in that situation. And I know we're going to be expanding a little bit more in our next episode on the loop. So we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up next Thursday. But really looking forward to telling folks about that and how that is going to be able to be used and how it is being used currently.
Yeah, advocacy for, you know, accommodations for people with hearing loss is really important.
Absolutely. So if they want to contact you, Doug, they got a couple different ways to do that, even just to get their baseline, to chat with you about that. You got your Facebook and you've got a phone number.
Yep. They can call us in Carroll 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.